And this is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The news that Indiana Governor Mike Pence is Donald Trump's pick to balance the Republican ticket is bad news for our own governor, Chris Christie. This is the second time Christie has been passed over for a vice presidential slot. And he's term limited, so he can't run for re-election as governor of Jersey. So does this signal the end of Christie's political career? Well, joining us is WNYC's Matt Katz. Hey, Matt.
Hi there, Jamie.
Matt, you literally wrote the book on Christie, so start us off with why you think Trump didn't name Christie as his running mate.
It begins with baggage. There's the Bridgegate trial coming up in September, the poor economy in New Jersey compared to the rest of the country, 26% approval rating from home state voters, which is pretty poor. Just yesterday, his closest confidant, former Port Authority Chairman David Sampson, got charged with bribery. So there's just the sense that another shoe could drop with him. I think Trump actually wanted Christie with his gut. They're friends. They have similar personalities. But there's been recent reporting that indicates that Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, whose father was sent to prison by Christie when Christie was U.S. attorney, was really absolutely opposed to Christie being VP. And that might have been the final straw. But regardless, I think Christie can come back from this, politically speaking. And I actually just wrote a piece for our website at WNYC.org that argues that Christie has nine political lives.
Nine lives. Why is that?
Right. So he's like a Teflon politician. Time and again, when his career seemed over, he recovered. And it's the story of his political life. I went even back to junior high school, which might have been a little ridiculous, but I did. He lost his very first election in junior high by 2 votes, but then he recovered. He won his next 5 elections in high school and in college as student body president, and then finally as freeholder in Morris County. We have his first TV ad from that.
Hi, my name is Chris Christie. I got into this race for Morris County freeholder for the promise of a better future for my family and yours.
That is priceless.
Yep, it's good stuff. But he goes on in that ad to accuse his opponents of being under investigation, which was not true. So he got sued for defamation, but he recovered, won the election anyway. And then he tried to run for re-election, but he lost badly. He also tried to run for state assembly while he was still a freeholder and lost that. Local Republicans really turned on him. They thought he had too much ambition and hubris.
Wait a minute. How many lives is that?
I think that's just three. So we move on to 2000 when he raised money for George Bush's election as president and was appointed U.S. attorney for New Jersey.
Did he have any courtroom experience?
He did not. So that's why this was a remarkable comeback. And he used that perch to build a reputation as a corruption busting hero. Although he almost lost that U.S. attorney job, too. He was on 2 different to be fired lists from the Justice Department in Washington, but he survived. And then he ran for governor, of course, against John Corzine, beat him. And within a few months, he was nationally known. And all of a sudden, there's a speculation about his future and media attention. But he decided not to run for president in 2012, which could be seen as a political mistake, especially in retrospect. But at that point, he started getting asked about maybe running for vice president instead.
The person who picked me as vice president would have to be sedated.
So president out.
Out.
Vice president.
Out.
Come on.
Can you see me as anybody's vice president?
You and Sarah Palin.
Who would be that poor?
You and Sarah Palin. This is it.
Turns out he did want that job, but he was passed over as Mitt Romney's running mate. Are you counting that?
Absolutely. And so that brings us to 6 political lives for Christie. He recovers, comes back with Sandy, becomes a hero in the aftermath of Sandy.
For sure.
His approval ratings go up to 70%. And then he runs for re-election as governor, and he was going to win, but he wanted a landslide in a blue state to prove his bipartisan credentials for 2016's presidential race. And that effort to win re-election in a landslide
gets us to Bridgegate.
Exactly right. Exactly
the payback.
Right. These endorsements.
That's the payback for the failure to endorse him, right? But
absolutely.
He survives.
He did survive that. He did survive that, and he came back to run for president, and that's life number 7. And then he runs for president, but he loses. So then he endorses Trump. And then he thinks maybe he'll get a job out of this. But he didn't get vice president, as we find out.
Wait a minute. So are we at 9 yet? Are you saying there's political life left in Christie? That only gets us to 8 lives, Matt.
Yeah, there's one more. We got one more. I think he has one life left in him. He's only 53, maybe attorney general in a Donald Trump administration, chief of staff. He could always run for election in 2020, 2024. Who knows?
He's pretty young. And you have a special pick for him.
Yeah, I have this unsolicited suggestion. I think if he got a gig hosting the Drive Time show on sports radio, WFAN, I think he would love that. And then he could parlay that into running like the NFL, which is a political job in its own right. And that could be an alternative to Washington politics.
All right,
him.
We'll hear from you, Matt Katz, from the convention next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jamie.